Imagine one of your sports heroes out of the blue being linked to drug trafficking. That's what many soccer fans are feeling this week in Mexico. On Wednesday, the U.S. Treasury Department identified 22 people and 43 businesses with alleged ties to a Mexican drug cartel network. Top Mexican soccer star Rafa Márquez is on that list. So is Norteño singer Julián Álvarez. The U.S. says they and the others on that list allegedly served as fronts for a money laundering operation headed by a Mexican drug kingpin. All of them have had their U.S. assets frozen. Deborah Bonello is an investigator in Mexico City for Insight Crime. That's a website that tracks organized crime in Latin America. So this sounds like a really big story in Mexico, Deborah.
It's been a huge story. I mean, the Mexicans in general have been much more interested in, you know, the sullying of Rafa. But also, I mean, according to the DEA, it's the biggest sanctioning action that's ever been taken since they've been active in Mexico. You know, 22 individual Mexicans and 42 businesses. So that's a huge effort and signals the existence of a very, very big and expansive network.
Those people and those businesses are linked, according to the U.S. Treasury Department, to this guy at the top of this drug cartel pyramid, Raul Flores Hernandez. Who is he and how big a kingpin is he?
Well, I mean, this is the incredible thing, because before these sanctions, no one had ever heard of him, you know, and when I say no one, I mean analysts, I mean, you know, a lot of people that I speak to on a regular basis, and he is not a high-profile kingpin at all. He is kind of a service provider to a number of the criminal organizations working here, namely the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Now, the Jalisco New Generation cartel, you may or may not have heard of, but is actually at the moment Mexico's biggest, most aggressively expanding criminal organization. You know, it's moving into a lot of the power vacuums that have been left because of the fragmentation of the Sinaloa cartel.
When you say Flores was a service provider for cartels, what does that mean?
Well, when you look at the number of businesses that they have sanctioned, that speaks to me of a pretty expansive money laundering operation, which, according to what I've been able to learn about this network, is something that the Jalisco New Generation cartel was outsourcing to him. And, you know, some of those companies were just shell companies on paper. Some of those companies were actually in operation, but all of those companies would have provided the means for them to clean up those narco proceeds and profits.
So let's get back to the soccer star, Rafa Márquez. How was he allegedly involved in all of this?
He is accused of being a prestanombres, which in English means kind of a front man or someone who agreed to take responsibility for the moving around of certain amounts of money, and that he had a relationship with Flores Hernandez from a very young age. So this is not good for either him. And I know Julián has also denied these allegations. So he's had such an amazing career. It's hard to see how this is going to have much of an impact. And sometimes, you know, the Mexican reaction to these things can be mixed, because on the one hand, there is a disdain and a contempt for organized crime and what it's done to Mexican culture. But on the other hand, there is a respect and, you know, an awe for some of the power and money that these people have generated. So whether it will kind of embellish or tarnish his public profile is yet to be seen.
Well, and also soccer has a huge status in Mexico, so I'm just wondering if it's sullied at all his reputation.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very early days. I mean, it's certainly been leading the news reports over the last few days, and that's for sure. You know, organized crime, as you know, has had a long relationship with sports. You know, we saw Pablo Escobar and his football interest. You know, that's something that's definitely become tradition, as has its relationship to other sports like boxing. So it's no surprise in a way, but I mean, this really is kind of the David Beckham, or I don't know what the US equivalent would be, but he is one of the highest profile players that Mexico has.
Deborah Bonello with Insight Crime in Mexico City. Thanks very much.
Good speaking to you, Marco.